God of vengeance, he has won the battle for me. God of miracles, has won my battle for me. I'm a winner, man.
Romans chapter 12, verse 1 says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable sacrifice. Verse 2, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing or the renewal of your mind, that you may prove what is good, that which is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen. You may approve that which is perfect. Mangika unatafuta Bible azikuletwa. Ndio mwenye anataka kutumia anaenda kuchukua. So next, that's when nilisema watu wakuje saa tatu. Wakikuja saa tatu, ukitaka enda uchukue Bible huko. Sijui hata penye mlieka la Sunday. Mlieka kwa hii room. Okay. Amen. So, this is Paul, and Paul is talking to the church of Romans. Sorry, on Friday nilishindwa kunini, hata nilikuwa naomba prayers. Mwangia alikuwa pale, nilikuwa nimeenda kwa dentist nikang'oa meno moja. So jino ni sawa, Waswahili ndio hao. Nashangaa watu wa kutoka ile sehemu wakikukorekt Kiswahili ni kubaya. So if people from the Lakeside wanakuambia Kiswahili ni jino, ni kubaya. My body burden adjust to those tensions and nini za everything, but we thank God. Now Paul is writing to the church of Romans and is telling them, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. So when you read that scripture, you find that I'm just putting a foundation to everything today. Then we are able. No, nimenua. I told you every time I do a series, I buy a new exercise book. So I've bought a new exercise book ya kunisaidia kuandika series. So kila mtu anageuka anaangalia Mwangi. Mwangi ni kama ukuleta Bible za kutosha. Ni wende multiply, inua kaa Yesu juice multiply. Anyway, Paul is saying, I beseech you by the mercies of God that you present your bodies. It shows you that it is a responsibility, a personal responsibility, for you to present your bodies. It says, I beseech you, I beg you, I ask you that you present your bodies. It's a personal responsibility. And it says, a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is your reasonable service. So there's a responsibility that to God is a service, is an act of worship. Are we together? It's an act of worship. It's a personal. I know we have, and we shall look in this series, we shall look my identity in Christ. We have dwelt on the identity in Christ, and we forget that there's a responsibility. Christ has done everything, but after doing everything, it's my responsibility to discover and act out what Christ has done. Amen? Responsibility to discover and act out what Christ has done. Verse 2, and do not be conformed. It's still a personal responsibility. Do not do what? Be conformed to what? To this world. When I tell Liz, do not come at this time, it means there's a tendency. Liz is used to going at that particular time. Are we together? Nikisema, do not come at 11. Come at 9 because you've been coming at 11. Is that a good example? So do not be conformed to this world. It means that it was natural for man to operate the way the world operates. So it's a personal responsibility. Do not go to this direction. Do not operate this way. It says, do not be conformed to this world. And then says, but be transformed. Now, that word conform also means do not act like the world. Do not behave like the world. It means there's a, for me to say, like, for example, right now I've said, do not come at 11, come at 9. It means I am informed by a pattern you're used to operating in. There's a way you're used to operating things. Don't operate that way. Are we together? There's a way you're used to operating things. Don't operate that way. But from today, start operating this way. So when we talk about conform, it means there's a pattern. There's a pattern that has been scheduled. There's a way. For example, I come and I say, Shaviva, do not come with your kids alone. Make sure you come with 5 people. It's because there's a pattern she's used to coming that way. Are we together? So when Paul is saying do not be conformed, it means there's a way you used to be that you have to change. Are we together? So it means that when it comes to personal responsibility, there's a change of pattern that comes on board that alters the way I think, the way I operate, the way I speak, the way I do things. I change, I shift from, nikama, nina shift from here to this other side. Conforming does not mean I've changed direction. Are we together? Because most of the time we tell people conform, we think it's changing direction. I was talking to somebody, he was used to, and because amerudi nyuma kidogo, amerudi to a certain pattern. Most of the time, it's not because of anything. It's because uliacha tu fellowship. Uliacha fellowship. Uliacha kushugulika na vitu za God. Na inaanzanga tu raisi. You know, I'm busy this Sunday. Niliamka late. Nilikuwa na wageni. Hallelujah. Nilikuwa na wageni. Sijui kwa nini wageni wanakujanga tu hiyo Sunday time ya service. Nilikuwa na 1-2. Nilikuwa na 1-2. Mazee, nilijipata tu nimetulia na time ikapita. So sijui, you know what happens is una entertain some things. It means that umanza kurudi to the way you used to be. Do not be conformed what? To this world. So it means it's an intentional thing that you have to do as a person. Unasema, you know what? Mini me purpose in my heart, despite everything, I have to be there when I need to be there. I'm looking for another verse. NLT says, don't copy the behavior and customs of this world. Do you know the way you behave today is because of what you've seen somebody else do? It can be your mother, it can be your father, it can be your friend, it can be your enemy, it can be any person that has a set of influence. Do you know, unapata, say you kenda Uganda, most people are nanyoa because first lady wa Uganda nanyoa. You've not noticed most Ugandans on anyo anyole. The ladies, that is. Amja notice. But that is not technically. But ukiangalia, first lady wa Uganda amekaa na nywele amenyoa for long. Sahi first lady wa Kenya amenyoa nywele. Sini ukweli? Sikuna watu unajua amenyoa nywele. No, the last one, but was not a public figure like the current one. Let's go to the president. President says he anachapa kaunda suit. Watu wangapi wameanza kuvaa kaunda suit? Kuna watu hata wongeingi nao. It's a pattern. That umekuwa ukimwona hivi mpaka imeregister in your head, you start behaving like that. Now let me come home. Do you know at times you come late to church because you've noticed some people come late to church? You don't think it because ni pattern. Do not copy. So wewe una copy paste tu kwa akili yako, baadaye unapata umeanza kui act out. Ah, si Shavia anafikanga saa 4 na nusu saa 5. So siko late. Na ulikuwa unafika saa 3, unasema ah, siko late. So ukishafanya fanya hivyo for some time, unakaa una realize hata saa 5 ni sawa. Hata saa 5 na nusu ni sawa. Tell your neighbor, do not copy the behavior of this neighbor. Can you tell another person, do not copy? If somebody next to you is not talking, I give you the freedom to walk around. Ebu amuka enda utaambie mtu kwa macho mwambie, do not copy. Do not copy my behavior. Tell them, do not copy my behavior of coming late. Usikopi behavior zangu za kuja late. Amen. So do not copy the behavior and customs of this world. So coming late is the customs of this world, is the behaviors of the world. So we don't come late to church. Okay, 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 14. Let's start from verse 13. Therefore prepare our minds for action. So what is Peter saying? Prepare your minds for what? So it means it is whose responsibility to prepare his or her mind? Yes, and you are preparing your mind for what? For action. So unatayarisha akili yako kutenda. Bwana asifiwe. Unatayarisha akili yako kutenda. Kumaanisha kama hujatayarisha akili yako kutenda, hauwezi tenda. You have to intentionally prepare your head to do what you ought to do. You have to prepare your mind to do what you ought to do. For example, right now we are saying we are going out to invite people. You have to prepare your mind. I have 3 seats to fill. There are those who will decide, I'm finishing this assignment this week. So the remaining weeks is a maintenance mode. These 3 people must always be coming. There are those who will say, let me start with one this week, then the other week, they're procrastinating. Do not copy behaviors. Those people are procrastinating. So you have to prepare your mind and say, you know what? I am determined this week I can get 3 people. I'm determined this week I can invite 3 people. I can be intentional. It can be like a 10-minute talk on Monday, 10 minutes on Wednesday, Thursday, 10 minutes, Friday, 10 minutes, Saturday, nina seal deal. Sunday, niko na mbogi yangu kwa barabara na come church. You know, make sense? Do you know, at times we fear telling people about church, probably venye wanatuangalia, ama venye tunapia. And yet, au amekuwa kingoja tuambie kuhusu church. Kuna mtu amekungoja na wewe unangoja, unasema goja siku inaenda kwa nimenyonga tai kama pasi. Leo niliamka nilikuwa nataka nisivae tai. Nikakumbuka Jokaya alisema dress smart, influence, I'm copying. Until 66 years, that man has never preached without a tie. Very smart. I was challenged. 66 years. Ananigawia miaka. Na anabaki na ingine. 66 years. Eish, it is well. So, prepare your mind to... Let's continue reading. Keep sober in spirits. See the spirit here. It's, keep sober, it means exercise self-control. Kuna vitu zina, wakati you are preparing your mind, you are exercising what? Self-control. I'm exercising self-control. Nina control that ata kama nini iko, nina akisha I'm doing what I have to do. or what I ought to do. Let's continue reading. Set your eyes on the grace. So how am I not going to copy the behaviors of this world? By setting my eyes where? On the? So do I set my eyes on the strength I have? My scary statement, believe in yourself. You will die believing in yourself. Don't believe in yourself. Believe in God. Yes. Because if you believe in yourself, whatever is impossible will be impossible. But if you believe in God, whatsoever is impossible, it can be possible. Are we together? So you have to intentionally set your eyes on Jesus. That no matter what happens, my eyes is fixed on Jesus. That is how I exercise self-control. In what I say, in what I do, in what the speech I make. Let's continue verse 14. So if you have evil desires, you are living in ignorance. But at times it's not that you are living in ignorance. You've just decided. You've not set your mind to act right. Are we together? So you have to set your mind to act right. Set your mind to behave right. So that when the desires nakuja, desires ya kuchapa mtu kofi, you are in self-control. Fixing your eyes on Jesus, say, I know I feel like slapping person A, but God, your grace is sufficient to help me leap over this situation. Are we together? Are we together? Okay. So do not give yourself the last of this nini of this world. So when you read New King James, it says obedient, not conforming yourself to the former lust. As in your ignorance. So there's a former lust. Back to Romans chapter 12 verse 2. Do not conform to the pattern of this world. So it means these are former things that you are doing before you got born again. Are we together? These are former things that you are doing before you got born again. So Peter is saying, number one, how do I change the way how do I shift the pattern or the characters, the acting that was there before by setting my mind right? So I have to set my mind right. It starts with the mind. But be ye transformed in your mind, in the renewal of your mind. So it means it's a mind thing. It's a mind thing. Where you've been called, where Jesus has called you to, it is determined by how you think. How you think of who God is, how you think of what the grace of God is the determining factor on how you will walk. So mindset is important. Mindset is important. Mindset is important. With the many happenings, it is easier for me to say, you know what? But mindset is key. Am I strong? I don't believe in myself. I believe in God. I told my wife, even if I am meeting with you, I'll be available. Mungu amaye kuambia nitainua hii bag. Na umefurahia tu. Alafu wakati anainua hiyo bag, unasikia yenyewe sikuwa ready Mungu kuinua hiyo bag. At the end of the day, it's a mindset thing. You have to decide, you know what? This is me. This is God. I have believed in God, irrespective of everything. Hata kama nimejigonga mguu imefura, I know God is able to heal that leg and I continue. So kama mguu imefura unakanyaga on Friday wakati nilikuwa na mwasi ndio nilikuwa nimetoka tu nilingolewa meno 6 p.m. By the time walikuwa natoa alafu nikakumbuka guy it's Friday, it's prayer day. So I came and saying God, irrespective of everything, I will pray. I will pray. Mwasa akiniambia niko kwa pasi leo kwa ni leo kuna prayer. Kambia kuna prayer. Akambia niko kwa gate. Kama, ha. God, even if I was doubting you, mwangi amekuja. Because mi likuwa najua Liz ndi atakam. Nani mwingine anakaa hii mtaa anaweza tokelezea. Huyu anakuanga class, huyu anakuanga busy. Nikasema nani Ivata ni surprise. But when nilisikia mwasi, Nikafanya, Father, where I was doubting, you know, I believe. Anyway, so you have to intentionally purpose in your mind, this is what God wants me to do. It might not look like it, but this is who God is saying. This is what God is saying. And I'll do it because of what? This is who God is and is able to do. When you read that scripture, my God shall supply all your need. It is because the church was in lack. But Paul was speaking hope. My God, may my God supply all your needs according to the riches in Christ Jesus. So it means that you have to have a mindset that in God there is no lack. In God I cannot struggle. So I'm not thinking like the people of the world when they say, oh, dole me panda, dole kipanda, tupate pesa kutoka inje is okay. So, because tunapata pesa mingi. But sasa kununua mafuta hapa tunalipia. So at the end of the day, you have to ask yourself, situations equal, I'm not supposed to be surviving. I am not tuning myself to the way the world is thinking. I'm not thinking the way the world is thinking. I'm thinking different. I am standing up and saying, you know what? God, you've said it. You've said it, and it shall be so. So Peter is saying, do not be conformed to your former way of thinking. It means when you get born again as a believer, there's a way you have to think. There's a way you have to think. In that, when the things are hard, there's a way I have to think. I know I don't have sugar. But God, you send the ravens to feed Elijah. Send, even if it's ravens, to bring the sugar. Are we together? One man called me and told me one time, Pastor, I celebrate you because you did not judge me. And I know you are going far. Buddha will miss. Nuna sayo umevaa hivi. Huko ungevaa jacket. Njevea huko aina odi. Inakuja mbio mbio. Anyway. So, when tukitoka huko, do you know when Pastor Bob told me to speak, and nikichukua mic hivi, I felt I was in a different world. And a lot of things happened. A lot of things. Shaviva atawambia, a lot of things happened. Amen. Najua hata Shaviva, huyo ni pasi kweli. But all in all, is when we tulikuwa kwa stage, am I boring you with my stories? They are true. Are you learning something? Tumeka kwa stage, tunaongea na Shaviva, nimeambia Shaviva, you know what? I know 1, 2, 3 things, and I know this. Then from nowhere, wakati my wife amefika na mbogi yake ya gathering, mapiga story, sijui yo jamaa alitokea wapi tu. Alikuwa tu hapo? Alikuwa anjaza gari. From nowhere tu, Pastor! I'm like, unajua venya alita, aunge igno. Na kaita ka shout! Pastor! Hey, Pastor! Mungu anakupenda. Then he started speaking words. Nikakaa hapo nikasema, God, what is this? Wande yenye alisema mpaka nilitoka hapo nikifikiria akasema, Pastor, do you know you'll pray for the president of this country? I'm like, wait a minute. The patterns of this world are telling me, angalia elevate kwanza sahi, venye tuko. Alafu akaambia Shaviva kitu yenye nilikuwa nimemwambia tu saa hiyo. Shaviva akaniuliza, "Hey Pastor, hawa watu," nikaambia, "God can use anything because pia yeye huyo jamaa siwapati hizo vitu zenye alisema, najua ndio mnataka kusikia. Next time mkuje." The guy, what amazed is, the guy alisema Do you know God can use anything? He kept on saying that. Pastor, unajua Mungu anaweza tumia chochote kunini. Na mimi nasikia Mungu. Baka akatoa Biblia akasema ndio Biblia hapa. Mimi nasikia Mungu. Nikasema, "Ha, it's wonderful." Because mindset yetu kuna venye tumeiblock in a way it's thinking. So we expect probably God to use mtu mwenye amevaa tai kama mimi kapa si ama amevaa kaunda suit ama amekaa msafi msafi, even though when you may block mind yako, God anaweza speak. So even when God wants to use somebody who will be a blessing to you, inabidi atafute ways ya kutafuta mtu mwenye atavaa suit na bado uko kwa ile place yenye uko pale. I gave you a story about a pastor who was alikuwa kwa stage anangojea matatu. I'm praying one day atakuja hapa. Anangojea matatu, and when alikuwa anangojea matatu, akona ilikuwa 50 bob ama ni 80 bob. Na matatu alikuwa anataka so. So wakati alikuwa na mtu mwingine akasimama naye hapo, akamngojea akasema ah. No, huyo mtu akusimama naye hapo. Alisimama naye hapo. Alisimama naye hapo. So wakati alikaa hapo, huyo mjaribu jamaa anajaribu kumuengage, amevaa gumboots, amevaa kama mkulima, kuna apron na kai. So akamwambia hebu twende nikubaye chai. Pastor akamwambia acha twende tukingojea hii gari zishuke zifike 50, twende nikulie chai. Alikuwa na 80 bob. Alikuwa anajua chai ni 30 bob. Baba tukitengela. So wakati I think my stories are boring you. Now. Mpaka mwangia anambia ni aje. Unataka niendelee? Ade? Hapo kwa chai. Do not be conformed in the patterns of this world. So it shows you that when the guy alienda kununua chai, wanapiga story, put a comma. So in 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 14 says, as obedient children, do not be conformed, do not follow, do not be like people of this world. It shows you that, number one, what calls you a child of God is because you obeyed the word of God. Are we together? So it means that when you said you are a child of God, you have obeyed the word of God. You have believed the gospel. So in believing the gospel, you have done what? You have obeyed the word of God. And in obeying the word of God, you've become what? A child of God. So how do I become a child of God? Not by giving, not by many things. No, it is by believing the message. Believing the message. So like obedient children, as obedient children, not conforming yourself to the former lust. So as obedient children, as children who have obeyed the message, do not be like the people who have not obeyed the message. So in 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 4, I'll start from verse 3. Blessed be the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to living hope. Begotten ametuza into living hope. Blessed because of God's mercy, ametuza. Because of God's mercy, ametuza kama wanawake. Wanawake si ladies, wanawake ni children. Are we together? Ametuza kwa sababu ya kuamini injili, kwa sababu ya huruma zake, ametuza. Alafu verse 4 inasema, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you. So who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last day. So we are kept by the power of God through faith. Faith is a substance of things hoped for. In Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1, the writer writes so. But faith is about the message, the gospel. So the gospel has the power to keep us. In obeying this message, I am a child of God. I am kept. Do you know when you're unajiweka kwa wokovu? Unasikianga mimi nimeokoka na jiweka tu ndani ya Yesu. Hawezi jiweka ndani ya Yesu. Ni Yesu ndiye anakuweka ndani yake. Bwana asifiwe. Maisikia hiyo. Nimeokoka na jiweka ndani ya Yesu. Umaisikia hiyo ushuda? Nimejiweka ndani ya Yesu hizi miaka zangu zote. Na Yesu amekuwa mwaminifu. Au kujiweka ndani. Ni Yesu alikuweka. So, ukiamini injili, umeamini, umesema nimeokoka. Ni injili inakuweka ndani ya Yesu. Are we together? Ni injili inakuweka ndani ya Yesu. Ndio ukuje usifanye drama zenye unafanyanga, ni injili imekuweka. Are we together? The moment una realize ni injili, unaanza kuisoma, oh, inasema nini? Kuhusu mambo flani na flani na flani. So it means that when I want to walk right, I have just to discover what the gospel is saying. I don't walk right by, I was telling yourself yesterday, he was telling me, do you know the things I want to do? I know they are bad. I know they are bad, everything bad. It's bad, bad. Hey, kamsikiza ngamambia, Seth, why is it that you are not able to cheat on your wife? Because I love her. Kamba, oh, I thought because it's bad. Kamba, no, it's love. Kamba, now change your language. When you love Jesus, ukimpenda Yesu, kuna vitu hautaambiwa uache. Wakati umeitwa date na mtu mwenye unapenda, hiyo siku hata boss akileta shughuli fulani, unatafutanga excuses 101. Hata unaweza mwambia kuna mjomba wangu anakuja saa hii ananingoja. Ni upendo na kusukuma. Baadaye ndio unajuanga, guy nilidanganya. After umesha na labda unaenda unafika huko unapata anakuambia bado niko kwa traffic. Unakaa 30 minutes ya boss alikuwa anakuambia. Why? It's just love. Are we together? So how do I walk in the things of God? I just love God. Ukimpenda tu Mungu na moyo wako wote. Hautakuwa, hata sitakuwa nikisema hapa, usiache, usikuje kanisa late. Mapema mapema uko hapa. Kwanza unaniambia pasi mapema ndio best. Unaniambia mapema ndio best. Why? Because the love of God is what is driving you. So it shows you that for me to attain the pattern of God, kupata the pattern of God, mpangilio wa Mungu, ni upendo wa Mungu na niwezesha kufuata hiyo mpangilio. It's the love of God that can help me walk in that pattern. How do I not conform to this world? By loving God. How do I love God? By believing the message. You have said in your word that I'm your child. I believe it. I walk it. Are we together? Are we together? Believers Love Walk 101. This is a series I can do up to June next year. Love of God. The love of God. Not being conformed to this world. So your pastor akienda na huyo jamaa kwa cafeteria kunua chai. And akwa nakaa. Then wakapiga story, wanaongea, wanaongea, alafu huyo jamaa akamwambia, pastor, sijatoa tithe for the last, ilikuwa time ya COVID, sijatoa tithe for very long, sijatoa, I don't know what to do. But na feeling kwa moyo wangu ni kupatia tithe yangu. Sipasa akasema, sasa huyu tithe, anyway, sawa, sina fair. So wakati Buddha umeniekea FM. So wakati ame tumatithe, pastor kadhani ame make mistake. Unajua alimtumia tithe ya pesa ngapi? No, alimwambia ajatoa tithe for some time. So anataka kuanza kutoa tithe. Akaambia pastor, ni pesa tu kidogo ya this month na kumika tukupatia tithe. Akamtumia 36,000. Mpaka pasa kamambea, umeka mzuna kamambea, bana, that's my tithe. na alikuwa anakaaje, alikuwa anakaa kai mpaka unajua unaweza tumua pesa na mtu mpaka useme si hata ungenunua nguo kitu yenye ujui, labda si ati ana nguo, labda ndiye ametoka shughuli zake. Are we together? So there's a way you can think. Kuna venye unaweza ona, unaweza kaa hivi uangalie useme ah, Shaviva anakaa hivi, but kuna kitu Mungu anaweza tumia Shaviva mpaka ukajidoubt ukasema hapana, labda mtu mwingine Shaviva, hapana. So we have to change the way we think. Believers love work. We have to change the way we think, the way we see one another. Are we together? When you look at somebody, do not degrade them based on the status quo. Start seeing them as a child of God, that they can be used by God in a different way. So what are you doing? You are not copying the way the world judges people. The world judges, if I go somewhere and I don't have a tie, I don't have a coat, and I say I'm a pastor, people will say I'm a joker. That is how the world thinks. Then he put your microphone. He said, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. Is there anyone sick among you? I pray for them. They receive healing. Unasikia, hi, we only man of God. Why? Because they have seen results. But in the kingdom of God, our result is the message. Our result is what? The message. We believe in God. So any person God sends our way, we know that God is using them. We don't believe in ourselves. We believe in God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hata sijaflip page 1. Sijaflip page 1. Ninafani kwe point 10 size. So you have to train your mind and tell yourself, you know what? God, teach me to see things the way you see. Teach me to hear the things that you want me to hear. There's this song that I have been singing this week. I know you know it. Teach me to hear you clearly. Teach me, Lord, to know your voice. Teach me to hear you clearly. Ninatafuta hiyo lyrics. So what I wanted to tell us is, can you change the way you look at things? Can you appreciate and celebrate everyone? Everyone. Can you celebrate everyone the way they ought to be celebrated? Amen. Hallelujah. Who told you that the way we are, we can't be paying the rent of this place without thinking? Who told you that we can't be able to do a lot of things? We can't build. I told you there's a pastor akona church uko Kagio, uko ndani, uko ndani. Walijenga nyumba ya mawe. How many people? 15 people. 15. Walijenga kanisa, inakaa 500 sita. Wakajenga Sunday school, wakajenga ofisi ya pastor. So hiyo bishop kwenda alikuwa anaenda kudedicate. Ati alifika huko, aliangalia hivi akauliza, how many are you? 15. Mmejenga hii? Akasema yes. Do you know bishop alikako aliambia pastor nipatie muda kwa ofisi kidogo, alilia. So when I see you, I see the ability of God in motion. That's why I pray, God, open our eyes to see, open our the opportunities. On Friday we pray, God, open opportunities for us that you are working, maybe as whatever position you are, the machine manager or someone, that God can open an opportunity for you. You become a commanding person in that place. Not just functionality, also resource wise. I kept on asking myself, are you seeing yourself saying, you know what, my tithe is a half a million? Nilikuwa natembea hivi na Mwangi kutoka kwa estate that, nikamwambia, do you know Mwangi, you can drive this car? Ilikuwa Prado flani hapo. Kasikia, hey, umayona ile gari nyomeka kwa key, you know, back up better in Aisha. Why? I believe so. I tell people, when I came to Nairobi, I came with 4,000 shillings without anything. 4K. Nikilan Nairobi. And at times I sit down and I look at, I just, when I'm in the middle of many chaos and storms, I remind God, God, you said. God, you said. Even when this guy was telling me, Pastor, are you okay? Kambia, maybe if you just give me money to buy fuel tomorrow for service, because that is what I need right now. They're like, okay. Let's see. How much is fuel? Just say $10 ni pesangapi. $1,500. Hey, that's an abuse. But Mungu akona sisi. If Nigerians na $1 is $1,000, $1 is $1,000 naira, na bado wana flourish. God can make you flourish where people think you cannot flourish. Caleb. Nilikuambia, umesikia? Pastor Keta alikuwa hapa na sisi la Sunday, nikisema kweli. Unakumbuka? Niliambia Caleb, usijali. Vinyoka tu hivyo, watu watakuja ukue mzee wa kanisa. Caleb, sasa leo si mzee, ni pastor. Teach me how to da-da-da-da. Lord, I wanna know you. You know that song? More than na 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 ta. Teach me, Lord, to know your ways, to know your truth. Lord, I wanna know you better than I know me. Teach me, Lord, to know your way, to know your truth. Lay the living waters flow over my soul. Let your Holy Spirit come and take control in every situation that is on my mind. Hold my case and burdens unto you. A moment and pray this prayer. God, Lord, I want to know your voice. Teach me, Lord, to know you. Teach me, Lord, to see you. To know you better than I know myself. Teach me, Lord, on how to take advantage of the Holy Spirit in me. Conform my mind, transform my mind. Let me see things differently. Let me not see failure. Hallelujah. Let me not see impossibility, but let me see the glory of God. Let me see the life of God. Let me see the strength of God. Let me see the stamina of God in all this situation. Hey, anamose brigosi adaba. Better than I know myself, Lord. He anama. Teach me, Lord, to know your voice. Kayanama shikriboshi anama. Lord, I wanna know you. Better than I know me. Teach me, Lord, to know your voice, to know your way. Strip me of the pride of this world, so that I can see you clearly. Teach me, Lord, to know your ways, to know your truth. Father, open our eyes, open our minds. May we not conform where we've slacked behind. May we gain strength. May we be able to see things differently. Libra gada da bo shiri ana namasa da da bo Father, open our minds, open our hearts, open us, God. May we not be conformed to a pattern that is awful. May we not be conformed to a pattern, God, that is against what you demand of us. I pray in the name of Jesus. Hey, Yanamo Sede, La Briga Lusa Fradia, Radiza Kalesia Daba. Hey, better than I am myself. Yes, Lord. Teach me, Lord. Teach me, Lord. Wanna know you. Lord. Lord, I wanna know you. Kiananamo Shededia, Radebo Sobradi Masakradesia. Better than I know myself. Teach me, Lord, to know your voice, Lord, to know your ways. Hey, Anama, Yananamo, Sikayanana, Libra de Radisa, Bradagado Shedede, Parabu Sidiba. Don't get tired in praying. God, I want to know you. I want to know you. I want to hear your voice. I want to see you. Yanamasa de Sepelogosia, Dade, Radiza Colosia, Makalida, Duso Bralade, Regosi Bralagade, Recolodosia, Dade, Renan Sepelosia, Namasha, Dabo. Hey, Lord, I want to know you, Lord. Shana Namon, Sedemo, Shana Namare. Ricala ye de bossia da masse de dea, Ticala la monse credencia da massia da da, Radese pelegedia la monse de dea, oh, Ira la monse, Cara la monse de dea, Lord, I wanna know you, Lord, Lord, I wanna know you, Lord. Lord, I wanna know you. Lord, I wanna know you. Father, may I think the right way. May I follow the right pattern. May I view things the right way. In the name of Jesus Christ. Teach me, Lord. Yeah, I don't know.